Well, good morning and welcome to Devash Lefi. Hopefully not it sounds like a very serious decision yesterday for the United States to abstain in a vote regarding the United Nations. And I hope it's not a real blotch on our history, but I'm afraid it might be. And I'm a little afraid of what might be coming. Anyway, we can't tell Israel to have a ceasefire. If Israel wants to decide that, and of course, much of that's the pressure from without and within. We want the hostages back, of course, and so pressures from not only outside, but from internally. Israeli families want the hostages back, but Israel can't be pressured from the United States, and we cannot be push Israel into a ceasefire, because that means because Hamas wants this. They want to do this again and again and again. But anyway, I'm going to go to Pergamum, Book of Revelation. That's where we are. I'm not going to comment more on Israeli, the war and Israeli politics and whatnot right now, and Middle East politics. To the angel of the Messiah's community, we're Revelation, the Apocalypse, chapter 2, verse 12. To the angel of Messiah's community in Pergamum, Revelation 2:12, write, thus says the one who has the sharp two-edged sword. Now let's, Pergamum, it was, the author Pliny, Roman author Pliny said it was by far the most distinguished city in Asia. It was built inland on a 1,000 cone-shaped hill. So picture this beautiful, beautiful city, distinguished city. Pergamum means citadel, and yet it was clashing with the believers because it was an imperial cult center of emperor worship in Asia. And the believers were truly, as John writes here, where Satan's throne is. He says, I know where you live. God knows. God knows everything. And he knows where you live. And it sounds almost like, I know where you live. Like a statement from a novel or a movie. I know where you live. But God says, I know where you live, in terms of, I know you're in a difficult situation where Satan's throne is. And we'll explain a little more about that. But the proconsul, had the right to the sword, the power to execute at will. So he says, Yeshua says here, he's the one. I'm the one that holds the sharp two-edged sword. I have the sharp two-edged sword. Now, he says, you continue to hold firm to my name. The great altar of Zeus overlooked the city of Pergamum. The people worshipped Caesar. They worshipped Caesar and the spirit of Rome. So this spirit, there's a spirit to different areas, isn't there? To geographic areas. Don't you notice that when you travel, if you've lived in different areas? That's one reason I really wanted to move back here. We were here for 5 years, then we lived elsewhere, including Israel for a year. We lived in other places for 10 years doing God's work. We were called to do that. But I really felt God, wanted us back here, though we had unfinished work here in the greater, the Middle Tennessee area, in Nashville, greater Nashville area. But I missed the area. I knew there's a presence of God here, a covering, a spiritual covering here. There's definitely this principalities and powers, Ephesians 6:12 speaks about, over in different areas. There's different types of warfare you face in different cities. And wherever we're called, we need to fight those battles and be in that place and be God's witness, God's testimony in that area, obviously. Well, we felt called to be back here. We moved back 23 years ago, and we'll stay here as long as God wants us to be. We don't plan to move. We want to be here. I love being here. But it's, this was a real place where Satan's throne was. The light where the darkness is, the light shines brighter, right? And so he says, The great altar of Zeus overlooked this city. And can you imagine peering over the city, this great altar of Zeus, the spirit of Rome, they worshiped Caesar. What a conflict for the believers. The believers would not burn the incense to the emperor, and they would not declare Caesar is Lord. And so there's the history, the story of Antipas was ordained by Yohanan at some point to lead this congregation at Pergamum. and later on he was martyred. He was slowly roasted to death in a brazen bull on a pagan altar in AD 92 or 92 CE, whichever dating system you want to use. AD 92, burned, totally burned, roasted to death for his faith, for being a follower of Yeshua during the reign of Domitian. Now, some here were going to be martyred, so he's encouraging them. He's preparing them, just like the last congregation, Smyrna, we spoke about, but he's preparing them, and he's encouraging them, and he's saying, I'm the one. Yeshua is the one, John says, who holds, has the sharp two-edged sword. The sharp two-edged sword. Yes, the proconsul of Rome has the right to the sword. He can execute his will, but Yeshua has the power to do so, really. Yeshua is the one who's going to ultimately. And we see this in Revelation 1:16. He has a sharp two-edged sword. It comes out of his mouth. Out of his mouth proceeds a sharp two-edged sword. It says in Revelation 19:15, when he returns on his white horse with his army, right? He says, from his mouth comes a sharp sword so that with it he may strike down the nations. The word of God, God's word, through his word, he slays the nations. Yeshua said earlier when he was on the earth, the one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word I spoke will judge him on the last day. On the last day. The word that I spoke will judge him on the last day. For I did not speak on my own, but the Father himself who sent me has commanded me what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. That's his desire. The word can give life. He gives life. The words that I speak, they are life. In John 6:63, I think it is. The words that I speak to you, they are life. Therefore, what I say, I say just as the Father has told me. So from his mouth, a two-edged sword. He has the sharp two-edged sword. It's the word of God. In Isaiah 49, verses 1 and 2, this is from the prophet Isaiah, really. Listen to me, islands. Listen to me. Pay attention, peoples far away. The Lord, Adonai, has called me from the womb. From my mother's belly, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. Speaking of the Messiah, of course, and also really there in context of Israel itself, of Israel, their destinies are united. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and marrow. It's this discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It pierces right through that separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and even the intentions of the heart. The word of God, that sharp two-edged sword, two-edged, double-edged sword. Therefore, take up Paul writes to the Ephesians, the believers at Ephesus. He says, take up the full armor of God. And in the mention of that armor, he says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So Yeshua is the one who has the sharp, two-edged sword. And he writes this to Pergamum, to the believers at Pergamum, who many are going to face martyrdom, and they're where Satan's throne is. He says, you're where Satan's throne is, and you continue to hold firm to my name. You have been faithful. You haven't denied your faith in me, even in the days of this martyr, my faithful witness Antipas, who was killed among you, where Satan resides. What an encouragement to these believers. What a tough time. And maybe we're facing tough times. Maybe you're in a tough place, and even you feel like, wow, I'm where Satan's throne is. I'm where it's really difficult. Maybe it's, in work and family and situations and whatever. And Yeshua encourages, he has the word of his mouth. Live by, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the word of God. The word of God is the solution. God bless you. More on this either tomorrow or the next day. Shalom.